Idaho lawmakers are considering a bill that would force school districts and other taxing entities to take a year-long breather between each attempt to pass a bond. Clark Corbin with Idaho Education News followed the bill as it passed the Idaho House last week. He sat down with Samantha Wright to explain the thinking behind the measure.
So you got to keep in mind a couple of things here. First of all, Idaho's consolidated election law basically allows for four different election dates throughout the year. So we're looking at March, May, August, and November are the four elections when a school district could possibly bring a bond issue before its voters. And we do see school districts take advantage of several of those different election dates throughout the year. Representative Scott said that this bill was intended to put a stop to what she termed aggressive taxation tactics, where school boards, from her point of view, basically bring these things before the voters over and over and over again until they relent and vote yes, is essentially what Representative Scott was saying. She said that what her idea was is that if the voters say no to a bond issue, that the school board should take a time out, should take a deep breath, take a year to cool off, and bring back a better proposal at that time for their constituents. That's what the sponsor of the bill is saying.
So basically, they've got four bites at the apple each year.
Sure. And this is not a theoretical exercise or an academic exercise for school districts. Several school districts in the state of Idaho have found themselves in this very same position, Samantha, including the Bonneville School District, one of the larger ones in the Idaho Falls area. I believe they saw a bond issue fail two or three times before being able to bring it to voters and secure that passage. And Bonneville is one of the fastest growing school districts in the whole state. And so they have a high bond and levy rate in the district, but they also have a lot of growth and overcrowding at their schools. And so what they've been bringing bond issues for is new elementary schools, new middle schools to combat that growth. And one thing that I want to point out here is that you got to keep in mind when we talk about school bond issues, we're already talking about a very high bar to reach. Bond issues have that two-thirds supermajority requirement here in the state of Idaho. That's different than a lot of other elections where it would be a simple majority, a 50% plus one, if you will. The threshold for a bond, a school bond to pass in Idaho is that high two-thirds supermajority bar.
And how do school districts feel about this bill and having to wait a whole year before they can try and get a bond through if the first one has failed? What do they say?
Sure. And so I talked to Boise School District Superintendent Don Coberly this morning. He said they have three concerns with the bill. He says that the proposed bill does not take into account any kind of an emergency situation for a school district that may require a repeat bond issue. And we actually heard about this during the House floor debate last week, that there is no clause. For instance, if a fire destroyed a school and a school board was in a tough position and had to cobble together a bond issue quickly, let's say it fell just short of the two-thirds supermajority, if this bill is signed into law, they would have to wait another year with potentially unsafe or inadequate facilities. And so several people were concerned that there is no emergency clause if there was a safety issue, for instance. The second concern for the Boise School District was, in their view, it takes away local control from the school districts and their patrons. When I talked to Superintendent Coperly, he said if the patrons disapprove of a bond issue, they can vote it down. They already have that power, so he doesn't see why we need this bill. The third concern from Superintendent Coberly and the Boise School District was, again, that high two-thirds supermajority passage. He says the bar is high enough already without putting additional restrictions onto this process. And so you want to keep in mind that this bill passed the House last week on a fairly narrow vote. I think it was 37-32, and it's heading over to the Senate right now to kind of start over with the committee and the voting process.
That's Clark Corbin with Idaho Education News speaking with Samantha Wright.